create space. My name is Alphonse Haber. I am originally from Guinea, but I live in with my family in Gambia. This is a great joy to be here with you this morning. We thank the good God who has made this trip possible, and also the brothers and sisters who organized our trip here in Finland. I want to bring you greetings from God's children from Gambia, Senegal, Guinea, and other. They asked me to send loving greetings of love and God's peace to you. They asked me to tell that we in Africa have the same faith as you here. I also bring warm greetings from my brother in faith, George, who was supposed to come here also, but was not able to come. But he is with us in spirit. The same spirit that is all over the world. I also bring greetings from Gina, Guinea-Bissau, Senegal, and many other countries in Africa. They asked that we would remember them in prayers, and they told us that they also remember us in prayers. I myself have family, 2 sons and 3 daughters. We will start these services in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. I will read from the letter to the Romans, chapter 12, from verses 16 through 21. I will read these words in Jesus' name. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we heard a very important message from our brother Paul, who wrote this letter to the Romans. Paul wrote this letter to the Romans, and the chapter was 12. It handles the living of a believer as a part of Christ's body. As we know, the life of many believers change. This chapter handles the changing of a believer as a part of the body of the Christ, parts of the body of the Christ. This chapter is full of teaching about this. This chapter teaches us many, many things. It teaches us how to live a life according to God's will. Paul teaches how we need to renew your note. And it's about love. And peace, and this chapter helps us contain the love of God. And this love is how God offered his only begotten Son. We need to understand that we are children of love. I have also been able to feel this love during my journey in Finland. I have never before been here, but I noticed that people here are very friendly. The believers in Finland have truly understood. Also, these believing brothers who have made mission trips to Africa, they have much love, even if it's not always easy. It is not always easy, but with love, it is possible. With this humility, we also have love with one another. Paul talks about some things in his letter. First of all, renewing one's mind and offer. Yesterday, I talked about this offer, and it is still one of the topics of this text. Paul exhorts believers to offer themselves as living offers to God. By this offer, all the good things of the life of a believer can be seen. It is an offer according to God's will. We just need to remain in faith. This changing of mind is a process, not only one happening. I have seen this offer of love in all of organizing that has been done also for my trip. Paul talks about the importance of changing of mind. God's will can be seen only when we renew our mind. So the changing of mind is important, that so that God's will can be seen. When we have gone through this changing, we notice the will of God. God wants only good for us. Be brave. I've noticed that there are many people that have to do with organizing this trip. But all this feels that it is done willingly. What I see here gives me a strength. Continue the same way. You make good work. Continue teaching your children. It's important for them. Sunday school is one example of this. And confirmation camps are another example. All of this, serving of God, are good before God. This changing of mind is a process. It's not only one happening. We need to continue this work. I want to strengthen you, dear brothers and sisters. Believe all your sins forgiven. It is also an offer according to God's will when we forgive one another. It is continuous. When we continue this kind of work, also with our evils, one day they might stop. We will see this one day. Let us continue this work with love. Also, Paul strengthens us to this morning. Go and preach to them who are outside of God's kingdom. They're longing for peace. Life is difficult, but they have not yet found the right path. We that have found the right way through God's grace, we need to offer this forgiveness of sins to those who do not have it. Body of the Christ, Paul says that the church is like the body of the Christ. In this church, we need one another. We have different kinds of gifts. These gifts are important. We also need to appreciate the gifts of others. In this kingdom, we are all on the same level. No one is better or in higher position than another. For that reason, it is important to renew the mind of ours. Each believer has their own gift on the body of the Christ. We have many different kinds of gifts that we can, with which we can serve our sisters and brothers. Each of these gifts are important. There are many people who need our help. In the end, it is not us who help, but it is God who helps. God helps us to help. We also need to accept the gifts of others. Paul speaks about different gifts of spirit, like teaching, giving, exhorting, and so on. It is good for each one of us to learn to use our gifts. It is a gift given us by God, and we need to support it. We need to continue serving our congregation, church. We're not all of us in the same situation. So sometimes God sends us to somebody who needs our help. Just like the mission speakers who have come to Africa. Many times we miss many things or are lacking many things. And every time speakers come to us as during mission trips, we notice that something starts to develop. These things have given us strength and helped us to continue. It is important to continue serving in the body of Christ. We are parts of the body of the Christ. Just like we need to take care of our own body, we also need to take care of the body of the Christ, which is the congregation. Forgiveness of sins is always offered and services. The parts of our body need the gospel. We need each other. Paul underlines that these gifts need to be used with humility and with serving heart. We also need to know that Christ was able to humiliate when teaching. He also had temptations. Sometimes we need to humiliate with the ones that are against us. Let's be brave, because what Jesus Christ has done for us it is through his grace that we are now brothers and sisters together. Without the love of Christ, I would not be here in the midst of you. Some practical things in the life of a Christian. There are things that believers need to do, and there are things that it is good to not to do. Paul gives concrete instructions how to live a life of believer. Let us remember that the simple faith is the most important. Life of believer should be simple, so it should happen in love and humility. God is love. We should also live in love and humility. It is very important in the life of believer. If we are lacking this, we pray for God. God is the giver of all gifts. And he also takes care of the gifts he has given to your brothers and sisters in Christ. We're again gathered together here. Also in these services, we hear speak about forgiving and serving. Forgiving is very important so that we would have peace with one another. We also have, we are sinners from the very beginning. So when we're living in this world, it is important to forgive one another. Paul strengthens believers to love and to seek for good, and to live peaceably with all men. He does not exert to look for evil. Paul tells us to keep away from the evil. We should not accept evil. For this reason, Paul said to Timothy, endeavor this endeavor is what we also have in this world. We need to fight against sin. It is important in the life of a Christian. Paul warns about visions and says it has to be left to God. We cannot answer to all evil. The life of a Christian, there are many temptations, and we should stay awake with these. For this reason, it is important to remain love. And we need this love. So in our country, we go from village to village preaching the gospel. Christian does not condemn. Even if you would see evil, it is important to remain as a believer. Also, Jesus Christ taught this way. Apostle Paul reminds us in his letter to the Romans, it is important for us to hear this morning. Our Lord Jesus Christ made many miracles, healed, and so on. He took a small child as a picture of faith. We shouldn't hesitate in our love. Let us love one another. Let us not condemn. We can say that the 12th chapter of the letter to the Romans is a call to a radical changing of mind, which has roots in the love of God. And which can be seen . Let us continue helping. Continue helping also these people that you don't know. Paul exhorts us to this morning. pulls our minds off humiliation and looking for peace. We should seek for peace continuously. And this seeking happens in services where forgiveness of sins is preached. It was very strengthening when I came to Finland and I saw that little children came to services by bike. I also heard from another speaker that some children and youth came the same way to these services, even from far away. We're all seeking for your peace. This world is seeking for peace. We should especially remember making oneself an offer to God is the base of a believer, and renewing one's mind is essential to be able to understand the God's will. Let us continue this. Each believer has a special task in the body of the Christ. It is important to remain this role in the body of the Christ. We can together serve God. Love, humiliation, and serving are basic values. Peace and forgiveness are also essential, also towards our enemies. Jesus taught, love your enemy. Bless your enemies. We don't have anything to add to this, dear brothers and sisters. It is very important for me to be here now with you. I will remain these things in my memories. This trip, all that I heard this morning, we're human beings. It can touch our hearts. Leave all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Let us offer this gospel whenever we have the possibility. I was serving here this morning. May I also believe all my sins forgiven. I promise to believe. Amen. Speaker was Alphonse Haba, and Päivikki Dosse translated into Finnish.